I want to give a shout out to Robbie and Mari. This is fruit from your ministry. That's fruit from your ministry. I'm fruit from your ministry, and I want to thank you humbly. Oh, did I mess up? Uh-huh. Okay, yes, ma'am. I know. They're going to put us in the light. Okay. So I know that they will say it's all Jesus, but I want to give you guys a hand. Every year, Robbie and I were saying this, every year we say, this is the best retreat ever. It's been so good. And I can actually just sit down and go, you've heard it all. Everything I'm going to say has already been said by at least one of the ladies. So that either means that I'm totally redundant or that God really wants us to get it. Now, this is my disclaimer, and I know every lady that gets up here, I know they feel the same way I do. Scared to death, not because I'm up here talking in front of you. I love you guys. You're my family. Not because of that. I always have that vision of Moses taking the rod and hitting the rock and misrepresenting God. And that scares me to death. So I've prayed, I've been on my face. There's nothing funny about what I have to say tonight. And, well, there's one thing that my husband didn't want me to put in. But I am anyway. But there's nothing funny. It's serious. And God's serious because he loves us so much. So, that being said, let's start. Mine is God's UV flashlight in the darkness, and our scriptures are going to be 1 John 1, 7 through 9. We're going to take a look at verses that John wrote at the end of his life. And I think when people get to the end of their lives, they say the most important stuff if they've been walking with the Lord. John was the apostle of love. He always referred to himself as the one that Jesus loved. And I don't think he did that as, well, I'm the one that Jesus loved. I think it was more of, wow, I'm the one that Jesus loved. He is known as the apostle of love because of his topic. If you read John and you read 1st and 2nd and 3rd John, it's all about love. However, in the beginning of his walk, he was called one of the sons of thunder. So let that encourage you. No matter where you are in your walk, just like John, you can be known as a disciple of love. So just for a little context, 1 John is divided into three parts. I thought this was interesting because chapter 1 and 2, which is where we are, is titled The Light of God. I thought that was no coincidence. We're talking about the light. Chapters 3 and 4, the love of God, and the last chapter, the life of God. Tonight, we're going to focus on the light. Have you ever used a UV flashlight? That's different than the other one, right, isn't it? Okay. My husband likes trinkets, and what is that? I don't know what that place is where they give out free stuff. And what? Yeah, I think so, yes. So he got a UV flashlight, and he came home and he shined it on everything. And I had just done a really good job of vacuuming. And he shined it around. Oh, Elaine, look at this, and look at this, and look at this. And when he got into my studio, oh, Lord, help me. So what I think is perfectly clean, not so much. It's littered with all kinds of little bright flecks that you can't see with your own eyes. And if you got animals, well, that's a whole other thing. yuck, yuck, yuck. What humans see as clean, God sees in a very different light. Turned it too soon, sorry. Let's pray. Oh, Father God, you have a sense of humor. And I know that because you recreated me and them. And like Jackie said, we're your plan. There's no plan B. I think that will stick with me forever. Let us be mindful of that, Lord. You know the trepidation I have with this message. It's hard. And I just pray, Lord, that your daughters will take off those shingles, take off the scales. I pray, Lord, that your word, like the gentleman said tonight, that whoever was speaking tonight would be speaking your words. And I'm holding him to that. Lord, these are your words. I know they are. I know you've given them to me. And I've heard them in everybody else's topics as we've gone through.